Weapons of Terror, that's the name of a new report prepared by the former chief arms inspector of the UN, Hans Blix, and the Independent Weapons of Mass Destruction Commission. At the close of Wednesday's general audience, attended by thousands here under the Roman sun, Blix spoke privately with Pope Benedict XVI on the steps of St. Peter's Basilica. He gave him a copy of the new dossier. Reporters who witnessed the meeting said Pope Benedict listened carefully to Blix, who also once headed up the International Atomic Energy Agency, the UN's nuclear monitoring agency.
I was very honored and happy to meet the Pope and to present him with a report on weapons of terror, weapons of mass destruction, which an international commission of 14 members, which I have chaired, has finished.
Speaking to Vatican Radio, Hans Blix said the report, presented earlier to UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, warns about the pervasive dangers of nuclear weapons.
I told the Pope that we have the same line as he does, that the search for truth is vital in the search for peace. Before the outbreak of the Iraq war, the inspectors which I led from the United Nations in New York, they were professionals, and they sought objectively as you can, to examine whether Iraq had any weapons of mass destruction. We carried out 700 inspections in the short time we were there, 500 different sites, and we reported to the Security Council of the World that we did not find any. We also went to several dozen sites given to us by intelligence services, sites that they suspected, and we told them that in none of these sites did we find any weapons of mass destruction. So here was a search for truth, and our reports were pretty close to that, whereas the National Intelligence Services went totally wrong. So for the future, we will need more international verification. We need national intelligence too, and we are not against that, but you need to have both. It is a disaster to have a whole Iraq war based upon erroneous information.
Blix says the experts who drafted the report are urging the international community to rekindle efforts towards global disarmament.
It is a report written by people, experts from all around the world. And this report submits that we must revive disarmament efforts. Disarmament efforts are at the present time at a low ebb. The conference that the world has set up for dealing with disarmament, the CD in Geneva, has not been able to work for 8 years. They have not been able to agree on an agenda. And one reason is that they operate by consensus, by unanimity. So it's enough that any one state says no. And only a few days ago, it was proposed that they should discuss the risk of weaponization of outer space. And the US and the UK were against it, while Germany and a number of other states were in favor of it. So we are at a low ebb, and we don't hope that after the Iraq war, after the war in Iraq, that there would be a reflection in many states that military means have their limitations. That it is true that treaties also have some weaknesses, yes, but military means are shown to have limitations, and that there might be a greater return to the global approach.
Former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Hans Blix speaking there to Vatican Radio following his brief meeting Wednesday with Pope Benedict XVI.